Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Kilowatt, a podcast about electric vehicles, autonomous driving, renewable energy, and much, much more. And on today's episode, we are going to talk about Ample and Stellantis' partnership, NIO's new factory, and Fisker's new entry-level Ocean, the Fisker Ocean Sport. Now, if you're like, well, that's new, it is. It is new. I recently attended like a little seminar and they said, make sure to do that in your podcast. People will appreciate it. So let me know, did you appreciate that? Because it felt really awkward and weird to me, but I'm guessing the more I do it, if I do it again, the less awkward it will be. So yeah, shoot me an email, Bodie, B-O-D-I-E at 918digital.com. Now, I mentioned at the beginning of this week, I actually mentioned it last week, that I was going to be releasing a lot of episodes because I'm trying to clean out the queue, as it were, before the end of the year. I'm like Eminem. I'm cleaning out my closet. So in order to do that, I have all of these articles that I wanted to get to. Unfortunately, if I did them all, it would be a massive show, and everybody seems to like it if I break those up into shorter shows rather than do one or two massive shows a week. So that's what we're doing. Today is Tuesday, December 12th, 2023. Let's go ahead and jump into our EV news. The UAW really wants to unionize all U.S. auto workers, but not one at a time. Like, they're not going to go to like Toyota and unionize those folks, and then they're going to go to Honda and unionize those folks. Nope. They want to do this all at the same time. They want to unionize all non-union automaker or auto employees in the United States at the same time. This seems like a massive undertaking, and good luck. I don't think it's going to work, but I applaud your enthusiasm. Hyundai has announced new pricing for the 2024 Hyundai Kona Electric. Before we get to the prices, though, let's talk about the battery and powertrain for each version. So we have the SE, which is the entry-level model. You'll get a 48.6 kilowatt-hour battery with a 99 kilowatt motor. This is going to start at $32,675. That's a pretty good price, right, for an EV? Well, it's an even better price if you go with the 2023 Hyundai Kona Electric, because that 64 kilowatt hour battery version costs $33,550. So if you're going to buy a $32,000 to $33,000 Kona Electric, you should probably look at the 2023 versions before you look at the 2024 versions to see if maybe the 2023 doesn't fit your needs better, because you're going to get a bigger battery with that. Now we have the SEL. That one is going to be a 64.8 kilowatt hour battery with 150 kilowatt motor. That's going to start at $36,675. So roughly $3,125 more than the 2023 Hyundai Kona Electric. So, you know, might pay to buy a 2023 instead of a 2024. You can also get the limited Kona Electric, which is still a 64.8 kilowatt hour battery, for $41,045. So, you know, still, these are really good prices. It's just, I would, if it was me, if it was my money, and I was going to buy a Kona Electric, I would definitely buy the 2023 version over the 2024 version. Or if I was making a recommendation to a friend, it would definitely be the 2023 version with the 64 kilowatt hour battery. Speaking of recommending things to friends, Nissan is now offering leases of their all-electric Nissan Ariya, which is an all-electric SUV, as I said, for $199 a month. According to Cars Direct, in New York, you can lease an Ariya for 18 months for $199 a month. Now, you do have to put $4,379 down, but still, $199 a month is pretty, pretty good. I was not able to get this deal here in Arizona. The lease deal that I was able to get was $379, still not that bad. But if you're looking for an EV and a Kona Electric isn't going to do it for you, check out the Nissan Ariya. It's actually a really nice car. And I would also check out your local dealers for what they're offering. We got one more Nissan story here. Nissan has confirmed that they are going to build three new EVs at their next Gigafactory. Isn't it funny how nobody knew what a Gigafactory was until Tesla decided to brand their factories Gigafactories, and now everybody's building a Gigafactory? It's nuts. That's how that works. Anyway, the three new EVs will just be electric versions of the Rogue Sport, which is actually a really nice looking car. The Juke, which is a small, I don't know if it's considered a crossover, but it's definitely a smaller car. And they're going to have a replacement for the Nissan Leaf. Moving on, Ample is an EV battery company that has battery modules that fit together kind of like Legos into different battery packs. This allows them to accommodate for a variety of different vehicle form factors and use cases. So you might be saying to yourself, well, that's nice. You know, it's a modular type battery pack, kind of like Legos. So the manufacturer builds the car with the Ample battery, and then that's the battery pack you have with the car, but it's versatile. It can fit different brands, different models, different form factors. That's cool. Well, actually, because it's modular, Ample has these battery swap stations. So you'll be able to go into a battery swap station and choose the size of battery that you want or that you need. This is an interesting concept, and there's a couple of different ways that this can play out as far as I see. First of all, you buy a car with a small battery pack because that's what you can afford. And over time, whether you need to rent a bigger battery pack because you're driving further than you normally do, or you just decide to upgrade to a different battery pack, you'd be able to do that for a fee. This also makes sense if you're paying for a subscription for battery packs. Not a big thing that we like to do here in the United States, but there are auto manufacturers out there in the world who are charging less money when someone goes to buy a car because the battery is on a subscription, which is usually about $150 to $200 a month. I think it's way too much money. And actually, now that I think about it, VinFast was one of those companies. They said that they're going to offer a battery subscription here in the United States. And then I don't think that was met with open arms because they abandoned those plans pretty soon after. But anyway, Ample and Stellantis, or more specifically Fiat in this situation, are going to modify 100 Fiat 500Es, which is their electric vehicle for the Fiat. And they are going to put these cars on Stellantis's free-to-move car-sharing service. And they're just going to test it out and see how it goes. Stellantis will have access to Ample's battery swap stations. And because Ample has, you know, this modular battery design, Stellantis can switch out the battery modules so that it makes sense for their business model. So let's say they're going to start this in Madrid in 2024. Let's say that they start off with 100 miles or 100 kilometers for each Fiat 500e. And then they say, well, you know what? These ones over here in this part of town, they seem to drive 130 miles a day. So we're going to put 150 miles onto those battery packs. So it gives them a little bit of flexibility. Honestly, long term, I don't know how much this makes sense for a car sharing service. But like I said before, if you own one of these vehicles and you normally drive about 30 miles a day, 100 miles is pretty good for you. But if you wanted to go out of town and your destination is 300 miles, well, then you go and you pay for the bigger battery pack and you rent it until you get back or whatever the scenario happens to be. At this point, I'm just guessing. But anyway, I am glad that these two companies are working together. I am glad that they're fleshing out new ideas because I do think there is a world for battery swap stations. And I've given you those reasons why in the past, so I'm not going to go over it again. Now, if you're curious as to which brands, auto brands Stellantis owns, here are a few. It's not all of them, but they own Alfa Romeo, Chrysler, Citroën, Dodge, Fiat, Jeep, Maserati, Opel, Peugeot, and Ram. So Stellantis is a really big automaker. And again, I didn't even name all of them, just a few of them. Let's move on to another company that does battery swap stations, which is NIO. NIO is considering using LFP batteries in future EVs in an effort to cut costs. LFP batteries are cheaper and they tend to be more resilient when it comes to battery degradation. And then NIO is also set to unveil their new EV sedan later this month. So we'll cover that as soon as they do that. I'm excited about that. I love NIO as a company. I think they're fantastic. And probably related to both of these stories, NIO has received their manufacturing qualification in China. So up until now, NIO has partnered with JAC for manufacturing services so they can manufacture their vehicles. Early on in NIO's life, they actually partnered with JAC. And they said they were going to do it for like a year or a year and a half. It wasn't very long. And then they were going to build their own factory. And unfortunately, because of the way that their bank account works, they were not able to make that work. So they continued partnering with JAC up until recently, where they actually received certification to manufacture the cars under the NIO name, which is fantastic for them. And to get things rolling, NIO bought JAC factory assets. Now, you may be asking, what does that mean? And I'm going to tell you, I don't know. I'm guessing they bought all of the machines that go in the factory. Maybe they even bought the factory. But I'm looking forward to seeing what NIO does once they get their own manufacturing up and running. I just love this company. Their cars are full of whimsy, kind of like Tesla's are. And I just think that we need more auto manufacturers like that. And I'd love to see them here in the United States. Moving on, two more stories left. Zeekr will begin selling the 007 EV sedan and will introduce new battery tech later this month. So Power Day 2023 will be held on December 14th in just a few days. So I'm going to keep you posted when that happens. And Zeekr is a Chinese company. So if I can pull the audio, if it's in English, we'll have a special episode for that. If not, we'll just recap it, and I'll read all of the stories for people who translated it from Chinese to English. It's getting late. All right, last story here. The entry-level Fisker Ocean Sport has a range of 288 miles. And I should say it has an unofficial range of 288 miles. It's going to have an 80 kilowatt hour battery, use LFP batteries, and it's going to have 20-inch wheels. Those are some good size wheels for an entry-level vehicle. The 288 miles is actually 13 miles better than originally announced. And the range is really good when you compare to other entry-level vehicles in its class. So right now, the Model Y has 283 miles of range for entry-level. The Mach-E is 240. The Ioniq 5 is 238. And the Skoda Enyaq is 249. So yeah, it's pretty good. These numbers obviously are not official numbers. We have to wait for the EPA to officially give us the number, but Fisker's estimates are usually pretty close to that official range. So yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it. And I mentioned the other day that I saw a second Fisker Ocean, but I think because it was dusk, I think I made a mistake because I thought I saw the same car the other day, like 2 days ago. And it was a completely different brand. So maybe I made a mistake. So I'll keep you posted if I see it again and I'll verify. All right, everybody. That is it for me today. I hope you all had a wonderful Tuesday. And I will talk to you on Wednesday.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.